The man who once investigated President Bill Clinton's sexual misdeeds now finds himself at the middle of an investigation involving sexual assault. Don Daler reports Kenneth Starr could lose his job as president of Baylor University in Waco, Texas.
Over the last 7 years, the nation's largest Baptist university has been plagued by allegations of rape and sexual assault. At least 6 women have accused 8 Baylor football players of violence.
I hope that people don't have to deal with this in the future.
In March, Jasmine Hernandez filed a lawsuit claiming after she was raped, the school ignored her pleas for counseling and justice.
The school completely neglected my needs, and I didn't realize that they were federally required to sort of address these issues differently than they did.
Linebacker Tevin Elliott was convicted of raping Hernandez and is serving a 20-year sentence. Defensive end Sam Ukwuachu was convicted of raping a female soccer player. The school's president is Kenneth Starr, who is accused by several students of failing to respond to reports of sexual assaults.
I don't know to what extent Ms. Lewinsky was being guided by...
Starr became well-known in the 90s as the independent counsel who investigated President Clinton's relationship with then-White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Starr's report on that affair eventually led to only the second presidential impeachment in U.S. history.
Baylor will not comment on whether Kenneth Starr will step down as president. Charlie, the university is currently reviewing an independent report on how the rape allegations were handled.
Thanks, Don. Today, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the U.S. will seek the death penalty against Dylann Roof.